I don't know what to watch. I think we should watch a cooking show. Well, here's why. Baby, every time we watch cooking shows, we get so into cooking. Yes, we do. MasterChef Junior, MasterChef, Iron Chef. Well, there's a lot of chef shows. It's like Blank Chef, Food Wars, Binging with Babish. Yeah, like all that stuff. Every time we watch that, we're just like, oh, we gotta cook. And then we cook more at home. We don't eat out as much. Yeah, I think what we should do is make sure we have like one good cooking show in rotation. In our show rotation. Our showtation. Yeah. I mean, we could watch one we've seen already. I think there's probably a new season of like MasterChef Junior or something, right? There always is one. I just know when we're watching those shows, we are so more inclined to cook at home. Yeah. Yeah, because we're just like, oh, it's so easy. Anyone can do it. And then we do it. Because it is like cooking is so easy that anyone can do it. People have been doing it for like thousands of years. So like if they can do it, we can totally do it. Yeah. And baby, you're not a bad cook. No, I know you're not like I feel the same way about my cooking though. I'm like, oh, it's okay. But you're like, it's amazing. And I eat your food. I'm like, this is amazing. And you're like, no, it's okay. It's like we both are just chronic under-evaluators of our own like success. So I mean, if you cook for me and I cook for you, we'll both be so happy with each other's cooking that we're gonna love it no matter what. Is that an insane solution? It's just to cook for each other. I think that'd be really fun. That's what we should. Oh my God, that's what we should do this week. Surprise cooking challenge. So I'm gonna cook 7 days for you, and you'll cook 7 days for me in the same time. And we won't tell the other what we're cooking, but I'm gonna try. Like we're gonna try to cook what we think the other one really wants. I mean, for me, that's really easy. I think you like, yeah, like you won't have any problem cooking for me. Like you will be more of a challenge. Yeah, but I think I got it. I mean, my problem is we're gonna go grocery shopping together, so like you'll see what I'm buying. But I mean, I guess you want to know how it comes together. We do need. I wish we had like a test kitchen. This is a challenge designed for a test kitchen, not for our home kitchen. There's just not enough room. Yeah, like I wish we had two stoves and like, two ovens. Yeah, I guess what I'm pitching is I want to just be on MasterChef, really. Yeah, no. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm just basically just assigned a cooking show that we're not going to be filming and will just exist within our lives. But that's fine. That'll motivate us to cook at home. We need to cook at home more, basically. Yeah, because one, it's better for us, and then two, it's like a lot cheaper than eating out. Yeah, and imagine if I like had a like if I could make a signature dish that you like love, you know? I've never had that. I've never had like a dish. No, I really haven't. No one's like made me something that I'm like, oh, only they could make it, you know? I would love that. I would love to have like eat something from you and be like, oh, only my girlfriend can make this food. It's so good. Only she can do it. And I also would like the inverse, be like, oh, my boyfriend makes the best, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, like that's my goal. That is my like ultimate goal is to be like, I can't eat this because only my boyfriend does it so good and no one else does it as good as he does. I mean, yeah, in other ways, sure, but I'm talking strictly in food. No, I know. In other ways, yeah, as you flatter me. No, stop it. No, but yeah, that's why. Yeah, I mean, baby, I really think you could. I think you could totally make something for me that I'm like, yeah, no one else can make it. I don't know what it would be, but I know you could. Yeah, no, you could use recipes. Like, you're totally allowed to use recipes online. Like, you don't have to come up with this off your head. Like, there's no like rule there. Are we actually doing this? Is this what we're gonna? Are we doing like a at home cooking challenge? Is that where we are right now? No, I would love to. Are you kidding me? That sounds amazing. That sounds like everything I want. I would love an at home cooking challenge. I'm pitching this to you, and if you're receptive to my pitch, then yes. Yes. Oh my God, yes. I would love that. Wait, okay. What we should do though is we should do I get first week and you get second week. Yeah, because it doesn't make sense for us to like both cook at the same time and like go head to head like that. I'd rather it be like week like one, or maybe we could alternate days if you want. You prefer a week? That way you don't have to cook for a whole week. I'll cook for the first week, you cook for the second week. All right, 7 days. You have to have seven different dishes, and I guess breakfast is kind of a toss-up, you know? Because we have, like, you have work most mornings, and then, like, you know? Will we really wake up early enough to really enjoy a good breakfast? Unlikely. We're not morning people. Like, you just have a cup of coffee, and then you just go straight to work, and I, like, wake up, and then don't eat until lunch, so, which is terrible. We should really eat more breakfast. Yeah, I mean, one step at a time. We're cooking at home first. We're not trying to fix our eating thing. Yeah, because when we should eat breakfast, it's like, is it really the most important meal of the day still? People say it is. People are like, it's the most important meal of the day. But it doesn't ever, like, you know, I don't know, maybe I was happy when I was eating breakfast. I don't know. Yeah, because we used to do breakfast more often. But then we didn't have, like, a big lunch. Like, it was, like, breakfast was our lunch. It was like a brunch. No, dinner isn't a word. It isn't. It's not a thing. Dinner or dunch. I think dunch is the other one. Yeah, no, that's never going to be a thing. There's because lunch and dinner are so close food-wise anyway. What I think needs to happen is people need to be less prescriptive about when breakfast can happen, you know? Like, why is 11 o'clock the cutoff for breakfast? That's nuts. Right? Yes, breakfast should be... If you serve breakfast, it should be all-day breakfast, no matter what. Yes. I mean, McDonald's is doing it right now, because, yeah, you can get a hash brown at, like, midnight. That's how life should be. I should never not be able to get breakfast food, because... Yeah, because it's not... Yeah, because why is it breakfast food? Why can't I have pancakes for dinner? Yeah, but I don't want to have to go to IHOP for that, or Denny's, or Waffle House, or... Yeah, I really can't think of anywhere else that does all-day breakfast. I guess McDonald's, but I mean, their hotcakes aren't really counting as pancakes. Like, they're okay, but, like, you know. Yeah, like, I want real pancakes. And what sucks is the places that do the best breakfast never, ever, ever do all-day breakfast, you know? Yeah, like, brunch place. Yeah, thank you. Anywhere that does brunch never does an all-day breakfast. This is the hill I'm going to die on. I am... Yes, all-day breakfast all the time. Because then waffles, pancakes, all that stuff, French toast, it won't have to be a battle between those three foods anymore. There could be harmony. Yeah, because the only reason there's, like, a problem between pancakes, waffles, and because you can't decide. It's a cruel choice to make someone make first. That's the first choice you have to make in the day. How are you going to be confident about any other choice you make for the rest of the day if that's your first choice? Because no matter what, you feel like you got it wrong. You're like, oh, I want pancakes. And then you're like, ah, damn it, I should have got waffles. And then if you got the waffles, you're like, oh, but the French toast looks so good. And then the worst thing is when someone else at the table orders that same thing and you're looking across at what could have been. Yeah, I guess I do feel really strongly about breakfast food. Yeah, you know what? That's good company. Me and Ron Swanson can both feel very strongly about, and I guess Leslie, no, can feel all very strongly about breakfast food. Because it is great. It's just, you know, there's just not enough. I promise for the challenge, I won't just do breakfast food for every day. I'm very tempted, but it's not what I'm going to do. No, I'm going to make real food. But can I kick you out of the room for a second? Because I want to look up stuff and I can't let you see it. Well, because it's a surprise. It's like, you know, we're... Thank you. No. I will leave the room. I will. You have the space. I'm going to go take my laptop and I'm going to research some recipes. Yeah, because I'm super excited for this. Can we go to the grocery today? Yeah, like, I don't know, 30 minutes? Baby, I am so on board right now. You have no idea. Yes. 100%. Okay. No, you don't have to do anything. I got the first week. You got the second one, okay? I love you too.